Amen. Amen. So I won't talk too long because everybody needs chili. We need chili, right? Amen. One of God's gifts to humanity is chili. Amen. But I do want to share something because this has been on my heart so big time. Really has. And I just want to, I want to give it as a gift to y'all. Because whatever's been good for me has been good for others. Amen? Yeah. Amen. And today I just want to talk about, you know, something I've been thinking about lately. And that's about how so many of our prayers are so small. Seriously, think about it. We ask God to give us clear traffic on the way to, you know, the mall or whatever. We pray for somebody to say yes to a request. We ask God for a good night's sleep. And those are good prayers. God wants you to ask him for anything. It's a fellowship with him. It's a friendship. And it's just a continual ongoing thing. He wants you to ask him for anything, great or small. He said that, Matthew 7, 9, and 10. He said, if your son were to ask you for bread or for a fish, he was talking about lunch back then. That's what they ate, you know. For bread or for a fish, you wouldn't give him a rock or a snake, you know. And he said, if you fallen people know how to give good gifts to their kids, how much more is the Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, going to give good things to those who ask him? So all the prayers are good, the big ones, the little ones. It's just that I can't help but think that maybe God would like for us to ask for some bigger things sometimes, some things that are not possible. One of my favorite New Testament verses, and if any of y'all know me, you probably heard me say this, is Matthew 21, 22, where Jesus says, "And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." I love this. God is so generous. He's magnanimous. I know most people don't think of him that way, but he really is. He is predisposed to giving. He loves to give us our heart's desires. Psalm 37:4, you know? Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And people religify that and say, you know, yes, if you delight yourself in the Lord, then your desires will be right. It's a simple verse. He's saying, if you stick close to God, man, he'll give you anything you want. Because you're sticking close to the generous guy. That's who he is. Amen? Psalm 145:19, I love that. It says, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. That's a promise. So think about it. Here we have God Almighty in the flesh in Jesus Christ saying, anything you ask for believing, I'll give you. Wow. So why are so many of us asking for such little things? We pray for what's easy, for what's humanly possible. But what about the things that are impossible? Jesus said in Luke 18:27, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. I love that. I do a podcast, and that was my last episode, was that about the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. It's like a fresh revelation. For instance, there was a little boy on the southern island of Philippine Islands, southern island of Mindanao, and it's kind of a primitive place, a very poor place, very remote. But there was a church there and a good pastor named Alex Gonzalez. And there was this little boy that went to that church, and he heard Alex Gonzalez talk about that all the time, how God was the God of the impossible. And he did nothing impossible with him and told the stories of the big miracles in the body. So one day there was a test at the little boy's school, and the teacher told everybody to bring a pencil and paper tomorrow because there was going to be a test. And now that sounds like a funny thing to say, but they didn't really have those things in abundance. That was something you had to save for special times. So he said, bring the pencil and paper tomorrow. There's going to be a test. Nobody's exempt. And he said, all the kids the next day brought the pencil and paper, except this one little boy. And he didn't have those things. And his parents were very poor, and they just didn't have them. And you might say, oh, you know, come on, nobody's so poor they don't have a pencil and paper. Yeah, you know, you've been some places. There are people that are that poor, and there are places that are that primitive. And so anyway, the teacher was very kind, and he just said to the boy, okay, look, he said, you go outside and sit on the front steps. I'll give the kids the test, and then you come back in. And so the little boy went out. I mean, he's a kid, you know. He just feels like insecure and inadequate, and why don't I have one? And everybody else has one. And he was feeling sorry for himself sitting on the front steps of the school. And he looked up, and then he thought about Pastor Alley's sermons on how God was so big and he could do impossible things. And he thought, I'll ask God to give me one. He said, God, give me a pencil. And he just sat there. See, he had a paper. He didn't have the pencil. I left that part. I forgot about that part to tell you, but it's important. He had a paper. He just didn't have the pencil. But he said, God, give me one. Give me a pencil. And then he just sat there looking and waiting, looking up at the sky like maybe he was expecting one to come down from the clouds or something, and you know. But there was nothing but puffy clouds up there and the sound of the waves on the beach, and he just sat there. And then he started getting bored, and he took his paper and he started rolling it and playing with it like kids will do, and roll it up in a tube, you know, and twirl it, and suddenly he felt something hard in there. And he pulled it open, and there was a pencil in there. It was a brand new, one of those yellow brand new pencils with machine sharpeners, you know, machine sharpened on the end. There was not a pencil sharpener within 30 miles of that place. It was a pencil, but you know, impossible God did it. So he ran back in and he held the pencil up and he told the teacher, I can take the test now. And the teacher said, wow, nice pencil, where'd you get that? And he said, the impossible God gave it to me. And that's kind of who he is, isn't it? Now that's a little thing. That's a pencil's a little thing. But it was a big thing because it wasn't possible. And that's what I'm talking about. Impossible things. God wants to do impossible things for you. Oh my gosh, you know? The things that God did in the Bible, I mean, think about it. Impossible. I mean, he turned a stick into a snake. Okay, that's not possible. These were just casual things. He made an iron axe head that had been dropped into the river float up to the top. Not possible things. He translated a guy to heaven in a whirlwind, right? He brings coins out of fish's mouths. I mean, all these are over-the-top impossible things. And yet doing these kinds of things just seems to be part of God's divine nature. It's just who he is. God is such a wild God. I mean, how did we get so tame? Right? You read the Bible and you see that it's a story of one outrageous miracle after another. I was just reading Acts on the plane on the way here yesterday, and I was thinking, it's crazy. One crazy miracle after another. Peter is between two soldiers in chains, and there are two guards at the door, and the chains fall off, and he walks out of the prison, and the door opens. Like, they didn't have electric doors then, like, it says, of its own accord. It was such a wild miracle. But that's the Bible. And that's God. That's our God. I think he loves those kinds of things. A preacher, you know who Miles Monroe is? I don't know if Miles Monroe. A preacher named Miles Monroe said that God once told him, ask me for something that makes me look like God. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Because truth be told, God loves doing these kinds of things. His word is full of these stories. In Joshua 10:14, it tells the story about how Joshua is fighting the Amalekites. And they're having a battle. And you know, they're supposed to be taking the promised land. And so here they're up against these enemies. And they're fighting. And it looks like it's going to be getting dark soon. And so, you know, they're just getting the advantage now. And so what are they going to do? You know, if they, in those days, they didn't have all the tech and the night stuff and everything, you know. When it got dark, everybody had to quit, retreat, wait for morning, and they're going to lose their advantage. And he just, how audacious. I mean, how wild that he goes, "Sun, stand still." And that, first of all, I mean, didn't Joshua know that, you know, that isn't even the sun that's moving anyway? It's the earth. And that if Copernicus hadn't been born, you know? And if the earth stopped spinning, then there wouldn't be gravity and everything on it would fly off into space. It's like, did he not know this? I mean, did God not know this? Well, apparently he didn't care because he just did it. He just made it all work. The guy asked God for an impossible and really kind of illogical and unscientific thing, and God just did it. Wow. In John 11, the whole chapter of John 11 really pretty much, it tells the story of Lazarus. This is the thing. Now, you got to remember, we know that Jesus was raised from the dead. This was before that. People didn't get raised from the dead. Here's this guy that's been dead 4 days. 4 days and buried. Lazarus, come forth, and he comes out. Wow. And of course, we all know about Moses and the Red Sea, and I mean, they needed to get through. So, I love that. How would you like God to tell you this? Lift up your stick over the sea and divide it. And divide it? No, he's telling God, you do the easy part. You lift up the stick and I'll do something you've never seen before. Can I give you a little tip? Here's how it is with miracles. When I first started praying for people that were sick, I used to feel pressured, like, am I anointed enough? Am I praying right? Am I doing it right? You know? And God told me one day, he spoke this to me. He said, David, you do the easy stuff and I'll do the hard stuff. He said, the easy stuff is you lay hands on them. He said, the hard stuff is healing them. So you do that, you do the easy part and I'll do the hard part. And that's the way it is with miracles. Moses, lift up your stick, and God goes, amen?
Yes.
Amen. And yet, amazingly, we are kind of used to hearing these stories, you know, in a way. I mean, these things are almost normal to us when we read about them. Normal as if you read a fairy tale or something anyway, you know. But when you think about people, actually real people praying for and doing these things, it seems a little wacko. It really does. And yet the Bible teaches that God did and still does perform wacko miracles all the time. Amen? For anyone who will have the boldness, the audacity to ask him for such things. Amen. But sometimes we have another problem with prayer, and it's not about our faith or vision. Sometimes we only ask for what we think we're worth, and we don't really think we're worth that much. Motivational speaker named Tony Robbins tells a story about a money clip he used to carry in his pocket. And he would carry, he was kind of a prosperity, motivational speaker guy, teacher. And so he liked to carry a lot of money around in his pocket. And this, it's just part of his, you know, thing. And so he would carry lots of big bills in this money clip. And then he had some spare change too, of course, because if you buy anything, it would be change. And so one day this was in Los Angeles area, and he was walking down the street, and they had these homeless guys, you know, and there was a homeless guy there, and he reached out his hand and he asked him for some help, some money. And Tony pulled the stuff that was in his pocket out, and he had all these big bills and some coins, and he poured the coins into his right hand, and he had the money clip with all the big bills in his left hand, and he just something struck him. He just held both hands out and he said, take what you want, your pick. And he said the guy looked at his left hand, his right hand, his left hand, grabbed the coins and ran. And Tony thought, he could have had all that money. Why didn't he take the bills? And then he realized it's because that man did not think he was worth that. And that's kind of the way we are sometimes too. we don't really think that God would do these outlandish things for us, but he wants to, and he likes to, and he is able. Amen? But there's another beggar story in the Bible that turns out a little differently. See, Jesus met two blind men, and when they asked for help, he asked them, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, you'd think it would be obvious, but he was willing to give them anything. They could have asked for a new house. They could have asked for nice new clothes. They could have asked for a really good day of begging, you know? They could have asked for a real job. But they didn't ask for the things that were humanly possible. They asked for what they really wanted down deep in their heart. They said, "Lord, we want to receive our sight." And they did. Amen. That's what they got. Friends, we need to pray like those blind men, not like that homeless guy. We need to think enough of ourselves to ask for God's best. Because he's really already proven that he'll give us that. He gave us his only begotten son, right? And Romans 8:32 says, "How will he not with him also give us all things freely?" Amen? Do you have an impossible dream? Something that burns within you but just isn't doable? Maybe you think it's too late, or if you only had the connections or only knew the people or had the opportunity, or an impossible dream but not doable. Do you need an impossible miracle? Something that human beings just can't perform. Human agency can't do it. Believers, let's be believers. Let's not rein God in for limiting him to the things that we can understand as being humanly doable. Let's lift our eyes higher, believing that our impossible dreams can be met, that our hopeless hopes can be fulfilled, and our wildest dreams can become true. Because in John 14:14, Jesus said, and he's the one who parted the Red Sea. He's the one who stopped the sun from moving. He's the one who stopped the mouths of lions and raised the dead and all of it. He said, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And I think it's really interesting. He says that in John 14:14. But then you go up a couple chapters, and he turns to his disciples one day and he goes, "So far you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask and receive, that your joy might be full." Why does God want you to ask for miracles and impossible things? So that you'll be happy. I know that sounds shallow to some of y'all. It isn't. He said, so your joy might be full. That's why, God is love. He wants to love people. And part of his love is he wants to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. So I'm going to do something today. I want us to all pray together. But you can get your own prayer together of what you want to ask God for this morning. And then we'll just lift them all up together. I think there's great power in corporate prayer anyway when we all pray together. So just get in your mind, get in your heart right now something you want to ask God for. Something that seems like, wow, so far-fetched, but you really want it. It burns within you. And let's ask him for it. Amen? Amen. If we could, why don't we all just stand? Can you all stand? We'll just pray together, standing. Amen. Okay, just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I know that nothing is impossible with you. Nothing is even hard for you. And you know my dream. You know the thing I want to see happen. I ask you today that you would do this for me, that you would perform that miracle for me, that you'd give it to me. I ask for it, and I believe I receive it now. I take it now, and I consider it mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't God good? Isn't he loving and generous? I love it. And it's been so good to see y'all again. Now I want to eat good chili and talk to all my friends. Amen. And God's going to do this. God's going to do this. You know, Jesus said, believe when you receive it. When you pray, believe you receive it. That's that word. I just looked that up last night. That's that word lambano. That's that Greek word that means take. Believe you take it. See? It may take time to manifest, but you took it now. It's yours. You don't need to ask God for it anymore. The wheels are turning. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.